It's swing, sing, and all that jazz. And here to give you the downbeat is Henry Holloway.
Thank you again, Marilyn. Hello again, dear listeners, whether you're listening locally on your old wireless or on the internet in faraway places. My big band buddy, Pat Longo, has a birthday next Thursday, so why not put him on the bandstand in the number one spot? Gordon Brisker composed and arranged a tune for Pat Longo in 1999, which he aptly titled Longo's Boogie. Here it is. Longo's Boogie, played by Pat Longo and his Swingin' Jumpin' Giants in 1999. Too many solos to befuddle your minds. Excellent solos, nonetheless. On this day in 1985, my dear friend Johnny Desmond died, and the world lost one of its very best singers. In 1982, one of my other best American friends, Tex Beneke, gave me a tape recording of Johnny in superb form at the vocal mic. The marvelous tenor solo between Johnny's two vocals is equal to anything ever done by Tex.
Maybe I should have saved those leftover dreams. Funny, but here's that rainy day. Told me about, and I laughed at the thought that it might turn out this way. Where is that worn out dream that after it brought my lover so near? Funny how love becomes such a cold rainy day. And funny that rainy day is here.
Here's That Rainy Day from the pens of Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke. I'm guessing that Johnny Desmond Dex Beneke performance stems from around 1980. Just beautiful, beautiful. Jim Tomlinson is better known as singer Stacey Kent's husband, but he's an excellent reed player, and here you can hear him on tenor saxophone playing the Antonio Carlos Jobim composition She's a Carioca. The guitar work is by Colin Oxley. ¶¶ Tomlinson and Colin Oxley playing She's a Carioca in 2001. Our main feature today centers on Les Brown and his band of renown because of two special birthdays. Singer Butch Stone and trombonist singer Stumpy Brown. On the 26th of August 1995, the band of renown gave a concert at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater, which was recorded for posterity. Let's begin by presenting the first 14 minutes of it.
Good evening. My name is Eddie Doucette, and it is a pleasure to be here with you on a very special night for Whitewater and for St. Coletta's. So, we want to go back. The swing era was a wonderful time, I'm told, between 35 and 45. And I think it would be nice if we kind of took that dance down memory lane one more time. Just kind of go back and take that sentimental journey with Les Brown and his band of renown.
I know this is going to be fun, I can tell right now. Please be seated, sit down and relax and enjoy what we have to offer in the way of big band sounds. This, of course, is our signature leapfrog. Okay, fellas. Thank you. Thank you. Band of Renown. Roger Newman on the tenor sax. Jack Sperling on those drum breaks.
Gosh, you should travel with this. What an audience. Beautiful. And ladies, that's as loud as we get. On with the show. Here's a tune we recorded about 2 years ago. And it's a great Cole Porter tune, I've Got You Under My Skin. Jack Redman, Howard Ford, Dusty Higgins, and Cole Porter. Rusty Higgins, a gentleman who's been with our band, 20 years now? A native of Akron, Ohio. Rusty Higgins on the alto sax.
Brown. My younger brother, Stumpy Brown. Take you back to the Big Apple.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray and step around the heart of it. New York, New York. I wanna wake up in the city that doesn't sleep to find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. My little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. Up in the city that doesn't sleep to find I'm king of the hill, head of the list, cream of the crop at the top of the heap. My little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'd make it anywhere. Come on, come through New York, New York.
Stumpy.
Not bad singing for a 70-year-old trombonist. Stumpy Brown, Les's kid brother. A short while later in the program, Henry Butch Stone, then all of 83 years old, sang his most famous song, A Good Man Is Hard to Find.
Now here's a story with a moral. All you girls should face a man. When you find a man worth keeping, be satisfied, huh? Make sure to treat him kind, 'cause a good man is hard to find. You can always get the other kind. When you think you got a pal, you can find him messing around another gal that you rave. You'll even start to crave to see him laying deep down in his grave. So if your man is nice, baby, take my advice. You'd better hug him in the morning, kiss him every night, give him plenty of loving, treat him right. Because a good man nowadays is hard to find. I got a chick, yeah, about 6'2". That's the big broad. She never thought a midget like me would do. One fine day, she met some other cat. He took all her money, then left her flat.
He's a dirty robber.
Now she's calling me on the phone. She say, baby, you better come on home, I'm all alone. But if I'm gonna go back to her grand shack, she's gotta hug me in the morning, kiss me every night, give me plenty lovin', treat me right, cause a good man nowadays is hard to find. Now I went back, yeah, but I told that gal and how. I said then was then, woman, now is now. You want me to stay to just one foot, get a smile on your face, and keep your big mouth shut. Now we're back together, everything's fine. I run out of the house, she better not step on a line. And now she knows what to do when the day is through. She's gotta hug me in the AM, kiss me in the PM, give me plenty loving with all her might. I call it a good man nowadays is hard to find.
Henry Woodstone.
We are recording this tonight. Compliments of John Koss and his wonderful company, who I assume you're familiar with, has probably made the best earphones in the world since 1958. John?
Here's a number that John wanted us to be sure we put in this album, written by our chief arranger, Jay Hill. You'll hear a bit of Jack Sperling's drumming along with Jack Cohen on the trumpet. You better get up here now, Rusty, on the soprano sax. And it's an original called Yo Henry.
Thank you. Jack Spalding on the drums. Rusty, tenor sax, Jack Cohn, flugelhorn. Chuck Hoover on the keyboard.
A good man is hard to find, and Yo Henry. While I was chatting on the telephone with Stumpy Brown, he confirmed that Yo Henry was written in honor of Butch Stone, whose real name is Henry. Just to repeat, for the past 20 minutes or so, you were listening to Les Brown and his band of renown performing at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater on August 26, 1995, the very day on which Butch Stone turned 83. One final bite of the international apple. On the 25th of August 1913, my friend Bob Crosby was born in Spokane, Washington State. Although never as famous as his elder brother, the legendary Bing, Bob Crosby certainly made his mark on the international music front as a singer and band leader. Bing recorded with Bob's band on quite a number of occasions, as here in Hollywood on December 23rd, 1940.
The kisses of Dolores, Dolores, not Marie or Emily or Doris, only my Dolores. From a balcony above me, she whispers, love me, and throws a rose. Ah, but she is twice as lovely as the rose she throws.
I would die to be with my Dolores. Dolores. I was made to serenade Dolores. Chorus after chorus, just imagine eyes like moonrise, a voice like music, and lips like wine.
Oh, what a break if I could make Dolores mine, all mine. By Dolores,
Dolores,
I was made to serenade Dolores,
chorus after chorus.
Oh, just imagine eyes like moonrise, a voice like music, and lips like wine. What a break if I could make Dolores
mine, all mine.
Dolores, from the pens of Messrs. Lisser and Alter, sung there by Bing Crosby and the Merry Macs, backed by Bob Crosby and his orchestra. Lovely. We fly back to South Africa from abroad for the final part of the program. First up, reed man Peter Plato, this time on alto sax, playing Herbie Hancock's Watermelon Man. Watermelon Man, recorded by Peter Plato in October 2007 at Pearl Rise Studios in Somerset West. Have you ever heard a recording of Happy Birthday? Well, I hadn't until I heard the one you're about to hear now. That Cape Town man for all musical seasons, Gavin Fullard, took the traditional ditty, added words to it, made an arrangement for his vocal group, Track 5, and titled his creation, Happy Birthday Blues.
Do you know what day this is? For someone right here, it's a very special day. It's A-okay, alright, because now we wish a very special happy little birthday just for you, for you. Now we really don't know how you got to be so very beautiful. You got to be so very extraordinary in spite of that. We wish you a really very very special happy little birthday just for you, for you. Now we understand how you must feel, but another year older is no big deal. God wants to hear that wants to now you celebrate, and now we want to wish you a really very very special happy little birthday specially just for you. Happy birthday to you. Oh yeah.
Happy Birthday Blues, sung by Gavin Fullard and his Track 5 in 2003. Very clever, Gavin. Here's a rather nice big band recording. Colin Campbell and his orchestra playing the Rodgers and Hart evergreen Manhattan. Trumpeter Alan Gordon features strongly on this one. Campbell, his arrangement, and his big band with trumpeter Alan Gordon to the fore. Pianist Bruce Gardner is one of South Africa's best-known keyboardists, and he's pretty good, evidence this medley. Ain't She Sweet, Whispering, and Ma, He's Making Eyes at Me, all played in fine style by Bruce Gardner in 2002. Closing time, and this title fits nicely. I'll See You in My Dreams. It's played here by Roy Martin and his orchestra. Oh, And I hope that you'll see your loved one in your dreams tonight. And I'll be back with you, God willing. Till then, all the best. Goodbye.
Swing, Sing, and All That Jazz was compiled and presented by Henry Holloway. Henry Holloway's autobiography, titled Swing, Sing, and All That Jazz, is due to be published in America by Trafford Publishers and will be available on Amazon.com and at Barnes & Noble bookstores. It tells the story of a unique South African who rose from humble beginnings to become one of only two non-Americans in history who has been honored with America's prestigious Golden Bandstand Award, joining Frank Sinatra, Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, and 50 other American music legends. This 700-page book tells Henry Holloway's remarkable story and contains more than 500 images of photographs, articles, and letters. Contact Trafford Publishers in Bloomington, Indiana.